Good afternoon, students. Today, the topic for discussion, working capital management. The topic of financial management and second semester student. Dear student, working capital is an essential part of capital which is needed to day-to-day expenses. So, working capital management is significant in financial management due to the fact that it plays a pivotal role in keeping the wheels of a business enterprise running. Working capital management is concerned with short-term financial decisions, shortage of funds for working capital has caused many business to fail and in many cases has retarded their growth. Lack of efficient and effective utilization of working capital leads to earn low rate of return on capital employed or even compels to sustain losses. The need for skilled working capital management has thus become greater in recent years. A firm invests a part of its permanent capital in fixed assets and keeps a part of it for working capital, that is, for meeting the day-to-day requirements. We will hardly find a firm which does not require any amount of working capital for its normal operation. The requirement of working capital varies from firm to firm depending upon the nature of business, production policy, market conditions, seasonality of operation, condition of supply, etc. The working capital to a company is like the blood to human body. It is the most vital ingredient of business. The working capital management, if carried out effectively, efficiently and consistently, will assure the health of an organization. That means the working capital definition or meaning, like working capital is defined as the excess of current assets over current liabilities. Current assets are those assets which will be converted into cash within the current accounting years or within the next year as a result of the ordinary operation of a business. They are cash or near cash resources. These include cash and cash banks, receivables, inventory, raw materials, stores, spare parts, work in progress, finished goods, prepaid expenses, short-term advances and temporary investment. And whenever we talk about the working capital cycle like this, cash, inventories, receivables and again cash. The value of represented by these assets circulates among several items. Cash is used to buy raw materials, to pay wages and to meet the other manufacturing expenses. Finished goods are produced. These are held as investors. When these are sold, accounts receivables are created. The collection of accounts receivables brings cash into the firm. The cycle starts again and again. Now there are few current liabilities which also included in this calculations, and we can say current liabilities are the debts of the firm that have to be paid during the current accounting period or within a year. These includes creditors for goods purchased, outstanding expenses, that is expenses due but not paid, short-term borrowings, advances issued against sales, taxes and dividends payable, other liabilities maturing within years. So whenever we want to calculate the current liabilities and current assets, we have to include all those things. And when we want to calculate the working capital, that means the working capital is a excess of current assets over current liabilities. The working capital is also known as circulating capital, fluctuating capital, and revolving capital. The magnitude and composition keep on changing continuously in the course of business. So this is the simple meaning and definition of working capital, current assets, current liabilities. Now the question is that what are the objectives of working capital? So the basic objectives of working capital management are as: number one, by optimizing the investment in current assets and by reducing the level of current liabilities, the company can reduce the locking up of funds in working capital. Thereby, it can improve the return on capital employed in the business. The second objective, capital management, is that company should always be in a position to meet its current obligation, which should properly be supported by the current assets available with the firm. But maintaining excess funds in working capital means locking off funds without return. The third objective, the firm should manage its current assets in such a way that the managerial or marginal returns on investment in these assets is not less than the cost of capital employed to finance the current assets. So these are the objectives. Whenever we want to study the working capital, we have to set out the objectives and we try to achieve these objectives with the help of different methods and payout. Now, whenever we talk the working capital, there are two types of working capital: gross working capital or the net working capital. Generally, the working capital has its significance in two perspectives: gross working capital and net working capital. The term gross working capital refers to the firm's investment in current assets. The term net working capital refers to the excess of current assets over current liabilities. These gross working capital and net working capitals are called the balance sheet approach of working capital. So here the one question again to be considered, that there are two type of working capital. The working capital means which is required day-to-day expenditure, the permanent working capital and temporary working capital. There are two types of working capital, permanent and temporary. Permanent working capital represents the assets required on continuing basis over the entire year, whereas the temporary working capital represents additional assets required at different items during the operation of the year. A firm will finance its seasonal and current fluctuations in business operation through short-term debt financing. So these two type of working capital mostly we can experience in companies, organizations, and the departments. Now the one more approach of a working capital, which is called is a operating cycle concept, a new concept which is gaining more and more importance in recent years, is the operating cycle concept of working capital. The operating cycle refers to the average time elapses between the acquisition of raw materials and the final cash realization. So this is the operating cycle concept of a working capital management. Now the question is that there are so many factors which can affect the requirements of working capital in a organization or the company, and how these factors play the important role to affect the requirement of a working capital. So there are few factors which we consider here to explain one by one, to know that how they can play the important role. The first factors, which is called character of a business. What type of business you are running, operating, and it depends that if the business like required more working capital, that means this business related to the business which can require more working capital. The second factor, size of a business. You know that it depends the business size. Your business as big, the requirement of working capital as big. So the size of a business is also important to affect the requirement of your working capital. Third number, the length of a production process. The production process basically used more working capital, and if the working process or production process is short, then definitely the working capital is required less. So you have to consider that how you are using your production process in your organizations which required a working capital. Number fourth points, working capital cycle. The cycle means definitely how you working capital realize and how this can convert into cash, like receivables, inventories, and these can converted into a cash. Number fifth, terms and methods of purchase. What type of methods or techniques are using to purchase your raw materials and other materials? Because if you are purchasing credit, then the working capital required less, and if you are purchasing cash, then working capital required more. The next factor, terms of sale. It is also a very important factor. If you are selling your material, your finished goods on a credit, then naturally the working capital requirement is more, and if you are selling cash, then definitely you can fulfill your requirement of working capital. The next point, business cycle. It's also very important that what the size of your business cycle. If your business cycle is big, then definitely your working capital requirement would be very high. And the next point, the eighth point, banking connection. It is also very important factors. If you are any organization having the connection with the financial institutes, banking or banking institutions, so definitely they can fulfill their requirement of working capital with the help of these banks. And the next point, dividend policy. Dividend policy is a very, very important policy of a organization. If you are paying more dividend to your equity shareholder in a cash, then definitely you have required more cash. So that this is also a very, very important factors which playing the important role to manage the working capital requirement. The next point is the role of growth of business. And definitely whenever you are thinking that, if you thinking to your business like that, you want to make a high growth, then definitely you require more working capital. And it depends that how you're using your profits or you are retaining your capital to reinvest in your company. That could be play the important role for your working capital management. So this is, I think, today's lecture is completely focused on the meaning of a working capital, definition of a working capital, objective of working capital, and different concepts or approaches of a working capital. And ultimately, the last part of this discussion is the factors which affecting the requirement of working capital. So I think this is complete lecture over working capital requirements, and I think it is over. Thank you very much.